the high number of unaccompanied asylum seekers that arrived in Kent last year, we have been lobbying the government extremely heavily to bring in a dispersal scheme so that the young people within Kent are spread more fairly across the country so they can get a higher level of support, based on the principle that if there's fewer in more local authorities, then they would be more able to find school places and English as second languages, etc. So we lobbied very heavily, and earlier this year we actually thought that things were moving forward. There was a number of meetings around the country with the Home Office. We attended a couple of meetings with the Home Office ourselves, and to a fanfare, there was a dispersal scheme last where local authorities were asked to sign up and to voluntarily take a number of young children from Kent. Unfortunately, it had a very, very slow start, and it now seems to have dried up. We've to date dispersed 22 young people around the country, and if one considers, although arrivals are way below this time last year, we've still had 60 arrive in the last 4 weeks, so our numbers have gone up by 40. We're currently sitting on 1,414 young people in our care, and the idea was we would get down to a number of around 350 through a voluntary program. We are now lobbying government once again, saying that this program should be mandatory. The only way that other local authorities are going to participate is if it is mandatory. We believe that every local authority should take 20 or 30 of these young people. That would make sure that they are supported at a higher level than we can do so. And I don't mean we're not supporting them. What I mean by that is that we struggle to find school places for them. We struggle to find paediatricians to support them. We struggle to find English as a second language classes for them. All the things that we need to do. If other local authorities are looking after a small number each, then they would obviously have that capability within their means. And it's not a case of finances, because the government has put into place a financial scheme that covers the costs of local authorities taking these young people from Kent. So we really don't understand why the programme hasn't been taken up by other local authorities.
And just to explain a bit about the strain it's having on the County Council, and also the effect it's having on the other young people, the young people who have always lived in Kent, and what it's doing to the services that they would normally get.
Well, we maintain a high level of service for all of the young people within our care, but what it means is that we have had to go out and employ dozens more social workers and team leaders. We've had to find a huge number of extra beds for these young people. Excuse me. We've currently got around 245 unaccompanied asylum seekers placed outside of the boundaries of Kent because we do not have the facilities within the county to support them. We are having pressure finding enough social workers. We have employed very many, and I think we've employed just about every agency social worker that there is within the county. But we're still struggling to find more social workers that we need in order to support all these young people. We're struggling to find school places for these young people. So it really is a case of Kent's at breaking point. We said this at the latter part of last year. If the arrival levels were at the same level as they were last year, we would not have been able to cope, and we're struggling to do so now.